is the second part. Yeah, read 1 John chapter 5 verse 7. Now, many of the modern corrupt Bibles that are out there, and including the Farsi NMV, they miss this verse. It's simply not there. Now, this is the very word we get the word Trinity from. The word Trinity is basically three and unity merged together. This is the very verse I point people to when I share the gospel. If they ask about this subject. And the reason is because it's such a simple verse to use. It just simply says it in one verse. What does the other translation done? The modern translation, the corrupt translation. They've taken out verse 7, and then they've taken verse 8, and spread it out over 7 and 8. Yeah. So I preached on the Trinity, I think more than a year ago. And I showed you from many other verses. The Bible clearly describes that God is one, but that the eternal existed in three persons. Yeah. Now, I didn't use this specific verse, even though it would have been a great verse to use and explain it to you. But then we didn't have this translation. Yeah, so now, because at the end of 2019, this translation came out, we're using now. Yeah, I can show you the verse and say, hey, this is a really handy verse to use if somebody asks about it. If you already noticed in our new gospel presentation, I'm not using this one, sorry, that's 1 Timothy 3:16, there's another one. this is one of the best verses for the Trinity. There's also a very nice verse to show that Jesus is God. And that's 1 Timothy 3:16, that has also been changed in the NMV. Yeah, where in our new translation, the Mike and James Bible, it says that God came in the flesh. Yeah, and the Bible will say He came in the flesh. Now, if you read the context, that's not untrue. Yeah, but it's kept the verse in the Jews anymore to show that Jesus is God. And of course, also there, I can go to many other verses to show that Jesus is God. We've been using John 1:1 and John 1:14. Hebrews 1:8. Isaiah 9:6. In John, what was 1 John 5 at the end? Today we'll get over another one. We'll see later, but that's another one. There are many verses that show you Jesus is God in the Bible. Yeah, so you can imagine that I'm looking forward to also the Old Testament, a new version of it. Yeah, so there are three that bear witness in heaven. Yeah, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. Go to verse 8. Yeah, and there are three that bear witness. on the earth. And it says again, the spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree in one. Now, I can make all kinds of spiritual applications. But I want to stick to the plain reading.
Where
we look at in verse 6. Yeah, in the person of Jesus Christ, these all agree. Yeah, the Holy Spirit descend on him and remain in him, bearing witness. Yeah, the Messiah is the one on move, and the Spirit descend on him. That is the Son of God. Yeah, he's born of the flesh. Yeah, born of water, born of the flesh. Yeah, and of course that was prophesied. Matthew 1:22 and 23. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel, which being interpreted means of is God with us.
و این همه برای آن واقع شد تا کلامی که خداوند به زبان قوی گفته بود تمام گردد که اینک باکره یابستن شده پسری خواهد زایید و نام او را امانوئیل خواهد خواست که تفسیرش این است خدا با ما. آیه 14 نبوت اشعیا بوده.
And the quote actually starts
و این اعلام میکنه
with saying God shall give us a sign.
خداوند نشانی به ما خواهد داد. اون آیه در عشایا میگه.
So these things come to pass. This was a sign.
این نمونه خواهد بود که بدونی مسیح
موجود. Yeah, this was a marker.
یک علامت مشخص کننده این که
خداوند. Therefore, there was the witness of Jesus being born by Abraham and David.
عیسی مسیح از خون ابراهیم و داوود.
There are many other explanations that are used sometimes, and I'm not always. Bad, you can look at the spirit, the water and the blood and draw a parallel with what happened on the cross. What did Jesus give up? What left Jesus when he was on the cross? And the Bible says he gave up his ghost. But he also was pierced in his side.
اما در کنار صلیب هم شمشیر خورد و خون و آب جدا شد.
They wanted to check if he's really dead.
زنده کرد. ببینن آیا واقعا مرده.
And they pierced and came water and blood out.
وقتی اون چوبو به کمرش زدن دیدن آب و خون جاری شد.
That's an interesting parallel.
اونم میشه تصویر باشه از آب و خون.
And I've heard spiritual applications of this.
Saying,
hey, the blood is referring to our salvation. The water is referring to us being sanctified, being washed, something that happens every day, often. And the Spirit being pointed to, being filled with the Spirit. And we have all three to be sanctified
for God.
Now, we're not going to explore these things.
آنکه به خدا ایمان نیاورد او را دروغگو شمرده است زیرا به شهادتی که خدا درباره پسر خدا دارد ایمان نیاورده است.
Sorry, I forgot to say something earlier. When we talked about God being three in one, of course, the Father and the Word and the Spirit, the Word, of course, is pointing to Jesus. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And later on was the Word was manifest, was made flesh.
I forgot to mention that.
Yeah, so back to 9 and 10.
Yeah, so
these things are given to us as a witness.
Yeah,
God has testified to us about His Son, Jesus Christ. And if you believe, then you have the witness in yourself. That's why if you trust what God has said is the truth, if you believe on Jesus, who is the Son of God, who is born of water, by water and by blood, who was sanctified of the Spirit, if you believe on these things, then you have the witness in yourself. Who is the witness in our inner? The Holy Spirit.
هر کسی که نجات پیدا کنه در آن روح خداوند در او زندگی
می‌کنه. The Holy Spirit, God comes living in you.
خداوند میاد درون شما زندگی می‌کنه و اون روح قدس که در درون همه‌مون خواهد بود.
In the previous chapter we read, He that is in you gets the right that He that is in
you.
But at another time, he does not believe on the Son of God.
اون که ایمان نداره از پسر خداوند.
Yeah, which is the same as not believing on the testimony that God gave.
ایمان نداشتن به شهادتی که خداوند
داده. Which is the same as not believing God.
این به حقیقت ایمان نداشتن به خداوند.
Yeah, what you're basically saying then is God is a liar.
خداوند دروغگوه.
Yeah, you're making God a liar because this is what I said. This is my testimony. Believe in it.
اعلام می‌کنی خدا دروغگوه. من اینو اعتقاد دارم، این چیزی ایمان دارم، ولی خداوند دروغ گفته.
And they said, no, I don't believe what you say. You're making God a liar. Yeah, because you don't believe what God has said in regards to His Son. Yeah, God said, this is my beloved Son. In Him, I'm well pleased. Yeah, another said, this is my beloved Son. Hear Him. Yeah, people who do not believe the truth are making God a liar. Yeah, but they say, the God, what you say, I don't believe, it's not true. I believe you're lying to me. Go to verse 11. Read 11 to 13.
و آن شهادت این است که خدا حیات جاودانی به ما داده است و این حیات در پسر است. آن که پسر را دارد حیات را دارد. آن که پسر خدا را ندارد حیات را ندارد. این را نوشتم و به شما که به نام پسر خدا ایمان آورده اید تا بدانید که حیات جاودانی دارید.
So, what is the record? What is the witness?
شهادت چی؟
What are we to believe that God has said?
چیزی باید ایمان داشته باشیم که خداوند بهمون گفته؟
Now, if I say that God has given us life,
خداوند بهمون حیات جاودانی داده.
I would also say it's a gift.
و این هدیه.
And it's eternal.
ابدیه.
And it's through His Son.
و این حیات از طریق پسر.
Yeah, that's the record we are to believe.
این شهادتی است که باید بهش ایمان بیاریم.
So, can you be saved if you believe that water and hope?
اگه ایمان داشته باشی که اعمال پاک نجات میشه.
No, you can't. Because you do not believe the record. The
record
is that it is a gift that given his life. Yeah, if you believe in any works, you are not believing in the record. Yeah, so basically all works-based religions fall as categories.
Because
you do not believe the record.
Yeah.
Therefore, they are false religion.
And
they don't have the Son, and so they don't have the Son, they don't have the Father. And they don't have life. Can you be saved if you believe you can lose your salvation?
No.
Because the record says that it's eternal.
It
says when you have the Son, yeah, you have life now, you have eternal life now. That's present time. Yeah, it cannot be eternal if you can lose it. Yeah, that's not eternal. That was a lie. And I've talked with a pastor in Holland, actually. And we spoke about sharing the gospel with somebody.
So
I asked him, did you explain to this person that you cannot lose your salvation once you're saved? And he said, no, we don't do that. Yeah, that's the complex. We'll leave it for later. Now, that's wrong. Yeah, because they need to believe the record. Yeah, and the record says it's eternal. And that's why we take time and we share the gospel. Yeah. To explain what eternal life is, and that you cannot lose it. Yeah, we say, hey, it's a gift. Yeah, and once you're saved, you can never never lose it. Yeah, and you say, hey, God, nobody can pluck you out of his hands.
You
say, hey, you have the power to become sons of God. Yeah, the example I often gave, hey, if I give me your Bible and ask you to wash my car, is it still a gift?
No,
I need yeah, so it's not dependent on what you do, on your work. Yeah, it's dependent on the work that Jesus has done for us. Now, can you be safe if you do not believe the testimony of Jesus Christ?
Yeah,
he came in the flesh, was born on earth,
was
the promise of the Father.
No,
you can't. Yeah, if you believe in another Jesus, yeah, who has done other things, who do not agree with what the Bible says, that's a Jesus that is, cannot say. Because that's not the record that God has given. That's not a Jesus who God sends. That's a false Jesus. Yeah, and Jesus who is only a prophet is a false Jesus. And Jesus who was the brother of Satan is a false Jesus. Yeah, we need to believe the record. Yeah, and this is the record. It is to Jesus the Bible you need to be saved. And if you don't have the Son, you don't have the Father. Yeah. Any religion that rejects the biblical Jesus is false. Yeah. Judaism. False religion. They believe in the same God. No, they don't. They have rejected the Son. So they don't have the Father. Yeah. Islam, false religion. They reject that God and the Son altogether. Yeah, we need to stick with God as that is the record and believe on that. Yeah, these things I have written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Yeah, in case you're confused, this is the record, this is the witness. Yeah, when you believe these things, you have eternal life. Yeah, then when you have the Son, you have the Father. Yeah, because you have believed the record. Verses 14 to 15.
این افعال کنانی که نزد وی داریم که هرچه مطابق اراده او سؤال نمایی ما را میشنود اگر میدانیم که هرچه سؤال کنیم ما را میشنود پس میدانیم که آنچه از او درخواست کنیم مییابیم اگر کسی برادر خود را ببیند
Yeah, so these verses can help us understand why God is not answering certain prayers we pray.
Yeah,
if we pray anything according to His will,
He hears us.
Now, if you're walking in the Spirit, yeah, you will do a much better job asking God for things that are right. Yeah, compared to when you walk in the flesh. Because the flesh will just ask things that it wants. While the Spirit will ask for things that glorify God. Yeah, things that line up with His words. Yeah, things that will line up with God's will for your life. Things that line up with God's will for the people you pray for.
Yeah,
when you pray for your neighbor to die, because you accepted them, that might not be the will of God for them. This person is some reprobate.
Yeah.
The will of God for this person, yeah, is to be safe. Yeah, for them to obey the gospel. But know that when you ask according to His will, it says He hears. It's a promise. Yeah, so when we know we ask things according to His will,
میدانیم و میدانیم که وقتی چیزهایی رو طبق اراده او ازش بخواهیم او جواب ما رو میده و
میشنوه.
نه تو زمانی که دلمون میخواد، کار زمانی که دلمون میخواد. میدونیم که شنیده.
میدونیم که
کاری رو که ازش خواستیم رو انجام میده.
بیشتر
از آن که بخواهیم انجام میده. بیشتر از اون که تصورش رو بکنیم انجام میده. او میدونیم که بهترین چیز درون ما چیست.
What if we don't have?
اما اگر نخواهیم چی؟
Now the Bible says, then we don't have.
اگر نخواهیم، that's not.
Yeah, there are things we don't have to go to.
برای آن نداریم چون نخواستیم.
Go to James. James chapter 4. And we see these both concepts coming up there as well. James 4 verses 2 and 3.
یعقوب 4 2 و 3. طمع و میرزید ندارید. میکشید و حسد مینمایید و نمیتوانید به چنگ آرید. و جنگ و جدال میکنید ولی ندارید. از این جهت که درخواست نمیکنید. و درخواست میکنید و نمیابید، از این رو که به نیت بد درخواست میکنید تا لذات خود سر نمایید.
ندارید چون
تو نخواستید.
درخواست
نکردید.
You ask,
درخواست کردید.
But you receive not.
اما دریافت نکردید.
Why not receiving?
چرا نیت چرا نکردید؟
Because they ask
چون نیتتون بد بوده.
Yeah, because they will use it on their own.
برای لذت خودتون خواسته بودیم، برای سعادت خودتون خواسته بودیم.
They're not
asking things according to کلام خداوند بوده نخواستی.
Yeah, so God hears.
خداوند دعای ما رو میشنوه و خداوند دعای ما رو جواب میده.
We should pray.
ما هم باید دعا کنیم و بپرسیم و بخوایم.
Sometimes we don't have to go see. از
راست نداریم چون نخواستیم.
Go to verse 16 and 17 of 1 John 5.
اگر کسی برادر خود را بیند که گناهی را که منتهی به مرگ نباشد میکند دعا بکند و او را حیات خواهد بخشد. و هر کی گناهی منتهی به مرگ نکرده باشد، گناهی منتهی به مرگ هست. برای آنکه نمیگویند که دعا باید کرد. هر ناراستی گناه هست، ولی گناه نیست که منتهی به مرگ هست.
So pray for brothers and sisters who are in sin. When we know people that are struggling, that are sinning.
میبینیم که چه جوری گناه میکنند و در گناه هستند.
Yeah, here's something you can do for them. You can pray for them. Now, it also indicates there are certain things that we can do their own to death. And it means basically God will take us home. Now, the good news is, as long as you're alive, it means that God has some purpose with you on this earth. But if you cross lines and you've gone so far that God, okay, you're gonna damage more.
بیشتر داری خراب میکنی خداوند تو میبره تو کاری با تو ندارم. خداوند کاری را آماده کرده، کارهای نیکی که برای تو انجام بدی.
Of course, when you are going into sin, if you are the wrong things against God, God will for your life will be changing.
خداوند برای شما این تغییر میکنه.
Yeah, it will be adjusted. Certain things that God wanted you to go in. Yeah, if you took another path, some of those things are irreversible. It doesn't mean the end of your life. But your life will look differently as God has planned to do
initially. And
God has still works for you to do.
There's still
a will of God for your life.
اما اتفاقایی زندگی میفته که خواست خداوند
even though we have closed doors for ourselves, that's nothing against it.
گناه خداوند درهای رو می‌بندیم.
Yeah, but if your life today, the things that God wants you to do,
چیزهایی هست که خداوند می‌خواد برات.
Here's one of them.
یکی از این چیزهایی.
Go out and share the gospel.
بریم و انجیل ایسای مسیح رو
بیان کنیم. Read verse
18. ای بیشتر بخونیم. و می‌دانیم که هر کی از خدا مولود شده است، گناه نمی‌کند. بلکه کسی که از خدا تولد یافت، خود را نگه می‌دارد و آن شریف او را لمس نمی‌کند.
Yeah, and we talked already about it.
Yeah,
the part that is born of God is a new man,
and
he cannot sin. And Satan cannot touch the new man.
Yeah,
our salvation is secure.
Yeah,
the world, Satan can think, do against the flesh.
دنیا نمیتونه بلایی سر جسممون بیاره.
The old man can be destroyed.
ممکنه اون انسان قدیمی و جسممون نابود
بشه. The world can never do anything
اما انسان جدید اون انسان روحانی مون رو هیچ کس نمیتونه آسیب
بزنه. Read the last verses 9-21.
آیه 19 رو بخونیم و تمام کنیم. میدانیم که از خدا هستیم و تمام دنیا در شریر خوابیده است و میدانیم که پسر خدا آمده است و با بصیرت داده است و او را که حق است بشناسیم در حق. یعنی در پسر عیسی مسیح هستیم. اوست خدای حق و حیات جاودانی. ای فرزندان خود را از بت‌ها نگاه دارید.
Then verse 9 starts with, and we know that we are of God. And you can know that you are saved.
Yeah.
You can know that you go to heaven. That's what we're saying when we go out and share the gospel. Yeah, let me show you how you can know for sure you go to heaven. I know I go to heaven. Why do I know?
That's
because I have believed the record. Not because I've done something good. Yeah, because I know it doesn't depend on me. Yeah, it's because I believe the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's what I know. Yeah, that God has given us only the God of Son. That whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. I believe that God is alive. And that what He has said is true. And therefore, I know I go to heaven. But I don't want to stop there, but I only believe in Him. Yeah, I don't want to just be saved and then that's the end. Yeah, next to God, being known by God, I also want to get to know God and know Him more and more. Yeah, that's much where 1 John is about. Yeah. That we are walking in the Spirit.
And
we have fellowship with Him. That we abide in Him. And He in us. Yeah, that we are following Him. Yeah, I want to be a Christian that glorifies God. Yeah, that follows His ways. Yeah, so let's glorify God. Yeah, don't be just a Christian that apply the blood and that's it. Yeah, being Christian that is sanctified and being Christian that is filled with the Spirit. Yeah, being bold, preaching the gospel of the Lord. And doing God's work. Amen.